Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Woo flu is officially over. The federal judge in Florida dropped the mask mandate a few days back, which is long overdue. But here's what I will tell you if you think that it's completely over. The long-term impact of what they did lingers. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm telling you right now, you cannot, as conservatives, drop this. Because if you do, it means you don't understand politics. You don't understand what we get, what I do every day here, which is to protect our rights. You don't understand your role in all of this. Because if you're as mad as I am about this test that they just performed on us, this test of our resolve, a test that Americans went through and the world went through, but I don't even, no offense against the rest of the world, but I don't care about what they did, went through. What we went through for almost 2 years, what do we call ourselves? Let me think. The land of the free and the home of the brave, is that it? Yeah, I think that's what it is. Well, instead, we became the land of the enslaved. And guess what? We did it ourselves. We joyfully enslaved ourselves because everybody was supposed to die. But we became the land of the enslaved, the voluntarily enslaved, and the home of the cowards. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Get in contact with us. And while you're there, go to my merch shop and get a backbone. One manufactured here by me, a titanium one. One that will make you stand up in the face of all of this stuff that we're going through. One that would say, you know what, Fox News, I don't need your money. I will survive. A lot of money, too. It's a good deal. I could have been the Bongino of Fox right now if I just sold out and said, you know what? You're right. What I said was wrong, that the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks, and no, it's okay. I would admit that I said some bad word. I didn't. The FCC never, I've said skank, and nobody ever writes and says, oh, well, Kevin, you violated FCC rules or whatever. Never, nobody's ever said that. I would say 99.999% of the time when people say, Kevin, well, I don't want to see you on Fox anymore. And I go, I got fired because I told the truth by tweeting that the Kavanaugh accusers are lying skanks. Everybody goes, well, you're right. 99.999. I can't even remember one person that argued with me. Maybe one that went, whoa, woo-hoo. What do you mean, woo-hoo-hoo? Skank? So I've been there. I'm tested.
Take it back, Kevin, and, you know, we'll just put you on leave for a little bit. No, I'm not taking it back. I'm not taking it back.
I could be all over TV. I could be getting millions of followers. I don't have to come on here and go, listen, guys, I'd love for my radio show to get 30,000 followers a day, whatever. I'd have 300,000. I'd probably have a million. It was easy to do. God whispered in my ear and said, hey, buddy, you hit that button, life's going to change.
It'll change, Kev.
And I said, yeah, God, but you know what won't change? My belief in you and what you have promised to me. I'm not worried about it. Did it make it tough? Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Made it tough, but I ain't worried. Not worried at all.
Ain't no need of worrying what tomorrow's going to bring.
Yeah, you know who the Winans are? Y'all know who the Winans are?
It'll be all over.
That is a family that can sing. They can sing, that's what my grandfather would say. Them boys over there, they can sing.
In the morning, it'll be all over.
And he didn't mean it'll be all over in the morning, bad news. They meant it'll be all over, man. Don't worry about it. It ain't no big deal. The next day, everything will be okay. And it was. It was okay. So I'm willing to get up and fight for you. But let me tell you something. We proved Eric Holder right when he called us a nation of cowards. It was for a different reason. He was talking about some nonsense. America's racist, blah, blah, blah. You're a nation of cowards. You want to rape. Let me tell you something. Until Wu Flu, we were never a nation of cowards. But this time we proved them right. The overwhelming majority of this country went, no problem, let's do it. Few people stood up to that tyranny. Oh, we talked a good game, but that's it. We talk it. Land of the free, home of the brave.
Oh, say, can you see?
Yeah, whatever. Don't talk to me about bravery unless you're willing to back it up. Meet a new heroine, folks. U.S. District Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell, appointed by former President Donald J. Trump. She's the one who issued the ruling that declared the mandate unlawful, blocked it by vacating the order, sending it back to the CDC, quote, for further proceedings. And you know what it did? It sent the leftists scrambling because they're going, whoa, wait a minute, hold on a second. We can't go doing that because it could negate everything we tried to put in with the Great Reset and the New World Order that we now know is no longer a conspiracy theory. Because if you can get Republicans to stand down, conservative Americans to stand down, pragmatic thinkers like yourself, including the pragmatic ones, to stand down, then you can get anybody to do this. I'm not mad at you, by the way, people. I'm not mad at you because of the career I gave up, not getting the numbers I'd love to see. Look, we grow every day. But let me tell you how we grow bigger than whatever the numbers are. We grow the people that listen to this program, the people that support me and whom I've interfaced with. Because as I like to tell a lot of the people that follow my work, let me know when Hannity calls you. Yeah, Cheryl just sent me a note. Hey, Kevin, I've got some information on Hunter Biden. What'd I do? Did I contact you, Cheryl? What about my cigar gang? Bob wrote me a letter saying, hey, Kevin, I disagree with you on a principle. And I said, you know what, Bob? You're right. And what did I do? I flew to Florida to go visit Bob in the cigar club. And now we're like bros. We're aces. We're buddies. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today on the program. Oh, it's going to be a great show. I'm glad you're with me. You're going to have a good time. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Wu Flu officially over. You say, well, Kevin, it's not officially over. There, when you go and you look at the tweets on it, they say there's a hashtag on Twitter that says Wu Flu's not over. Wu, you know, like all kinds of warnings. And they don't say Wu Flu, COVID. They say COVID. COVID's still here. COVID fear. I asked some people the other day, do you know the latest variant? Remember, we talked about variants all the time. Do you know the latest variant? I don't even know it. I'm in the news of knowing. I don't know it. I should say I'm in the business of knowing it, not in the news of knowing it. But anyway, you know what I meant. Make me come through this microphone. Anyway, I'm in the business of knowing. I don't even know, because there's no need to know. Most of you probably don't know. When I mentioned it, somebody goes, oh, Kevin, it's full of blah. I'm like, you had to Google it. You had to Google it. Don't mess with me. You had to Google it. So they Googled it. And then they, oh, now I know. Yeah, let me tell you why you don't know. You don't know and you don't care. You're not afraid. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Best Show on the Radio. I'm going to say it. Because, see, here's the thing. When I got asked as a kid, Kevin, are you good at football? And I was good at football. I was like, ugh. And the guy who asked me, who was a doctor for the Stanford football team, said, if you're good at something, say it. I'm good. I'm good at this radio thing. You want to know why? Because I don't care if it's radio. I don't care if I'm sitting in your living room. This is the way I'd be talking to you. If you're asking me questions. Those of you who know me, you know this is the truth. This is the way I am. Take it or leave it. And that doesn't mean, you know, jerky take it. Like, oh, take it or leave it. I don't mean it like that. But I could. But I'm saying this is it. I'm not going to change it. I'm not offending anybody. And if I am, you're just easily offended. Get over it. Go see a doctor. Go see Dr. Phil. Anyway, we're talking about the judge who is a heroine. A heroine. Is that what you... She's like heroin. She's a drug addict. She's no Hunter Biden. Heroine is who this lady is. Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell, who lifted this mandate. Good for her. I like what this lady did. And see, the people that are complaining, oh, now my safety is, you know, I don't know, I'm not safe. Were you safe? Look, but it is so, think about the psychological mind screw. Because for all intents and purposes, Wu Flu existed 6 months before we even knew about it. I'll put it to you this way. It existed at some period of time before you knew about it. And then once... The hoopla came over. Oh, Lord, I can get sick and die. Oh, Lord, stay away. Man, we lost our ever-loving minds. But here's what I'll tell you. You don't have to follow the CDC's new guidelines. The new science, and I'll get to the science in a second. You could wear not one, not two, but three masks. You know what? Put on a fourth. Go for it. I told you guys a while back, I said, this thing will die on the vine. Democrats will back away slowly. That whether you know it or not, there are many Democrats who are very, very happy that this Trump-appointed federal or district judge said, that's it. No more mask mandates. By the way, Governor DeSantis, cool hanging out with you, bro. Governor DeSantis, thank you for standing firm on masks and proving to everybody that this is the most ridiculous thing that's ever happened to this country. It is the biggest money grab. It is the biggest scam that's ever been perpetrated on any group of people. Trillions of dollars. And you want to know why? What it's led to? It's led to everything that Joe Biden faces right now. By the way, Joe Biden says he's running again in 2024. Talk about a trombone player with a pager. Yeah, hey, Joe, you keep waiting. Yeah, they'll call you in a bit. They'll call you on that gig. Oh, my goodness. He's going to run in 2024. So anyway, look, back to the mask. You can wear your mask. We're just not required to wear one so you can feel good. If you want a virtue signal with that thing that does not protect you, that actually says it on the package that you bought it, fine, do it. But now we get to look at you and go, look at you over there with your little virtue signaling butt. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to mean mug everyone. I'm going to be like, That's the way old black ladies, that's the way old black ladies look at people like, Yeah, reminds me of my grandmother. God, I love that woman. Whoo, wish I could have her back. I'd give up everything just to get a few more days with my granny. What a great lady. Oh, my goodness. So what happened to the science? I'm just curious, you know. Well, oh, I wonder what Fauci's going to say. Was Dr. Fauci, listen, we've got new data that absolutely speaks to the efficaciousness of the policies that we implemented during the time when we knew what we didn't know. And then, of course, we did not know what we didn't know. So what we did at the time was we adjusted in order to fit what was needed and what was known. And therefore, everything that we did outside of what Donald Trump did was absolutely efficacious for the solving of the problem of the COVID-19 virus as well as the variants. What a putz. I want to get... what's going to happen to him? Let me tell you, people are talking about what's going to happen to him when the Republicans get back Congress. If we get some real Republicans in there, Fauci should be under investigation now. If you read his book, one of my acquaintances gave me his book to read. Kev, you got to read this book. I haven't read it, but I put my hand on it, so I kind of know what's in it. No, it's bad. It's the real Dr. Fauci, something like that. Anyway, back to the science. Bloomberg reports that the CDC says the national mask requirement on public transportation is no longer in effect, citing a Florida court ruling against the measure. CDC says it won't enforce the mask mandate, but continues to recommend that people wear masks in indoor public transportation settings. As a reminder, the Senate voted 57-40 last month to overturn the public health order requiring masks on airplanes and other forms of public transportation, drawing a veto threat from Joe Biden. I say this, Joe Biden, veto it. You're getting everything else wrong. Why don't you veto this? So here's where we are, people. We don't need the mask anymore. Not because anybody wants to tell you this. It never worked in the first place. No. What about the vax? Because let me tell you, as of me talking about this, practically every airline, including that Gestapo-run, Nazi-owned United, said, oh, the ones who made their employees get vaccinated, 67,000 people were forced to get vaccinated or lose their jobs. And now, guess what? No harm, no foul. Oh, did you hear about the pilot who passed out in flight, vaxxed? Did you hear about him? No, they don't want to tell you about this. You're hearing about these youngsters dying? It's still happening. So why is there no more demand for vaccinations? Remember the full court press they put on you? And I said on this very station, over my dead body, will you stick that needle in my arm for that piece of crap? What happened to that? What happened to the science?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will convene top U.S. military leaders today in the annual White House gathering that takes on special significance as the war in Ukraine rages on. In attendance will be Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, General Mark Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and senior military leaders. The commander of the last Ukrainian force in Mariupol pleaded Wednesday with world leaders to help, saying that their end is near. The 36th Separate Marine Brigade, Ukraine's final stronghold in Mariupol, resisted earlier demands to surrender and it held out despite being vastly outnumbered 10 to 1. The Star Wars franchise Mandalorian has lost one of its actors.
Victory through combat is impossible. We will be captured. The child will be lost. Sadly, there is no scenario where the child is saved in which I survive.
51-year-old Rio Hackford, the voice behind the droid Bounty Hunter, passed away last week in Huntington Beach, California. USA Radio News. USFL football starts week two on Friday afternoon and runs through the weekend. More than half of the American states are sending a strong message to President Biden and his administration.
The heads of 26 states are joining together in what's being called the American Governor's Border Strike Force. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey details the new coalition.
Today we are announcing the American Governor's Border Strike Force. This is a majority of America's governors stepping up to do what the Biden administration refuses to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The goal, they say, is to share intelligence and invest in analysis as a way to stop human and drug smuggling. Membership includes border states like Texas and Arizona, but also includes states that are far away from Mexico, such as Montana and North Dakota. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There is nothing, nada, zilch, that the Democrats can do to hold off the butt-kicking that's coming to them in the 2022 midterms. It will make 2010 look like a five-year-old's birthday party. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. You know what? Thank you for being here. Thank you for passing things along. Thank you for those who are signing up for Backstage Pass, which is a recurring $1, $2, $5, $10, $5. That sounds like Elmer Fudd. Hey, be glad you weren't here because I wasn't wearing my mask. Anyway, thank you guys for supporting what we do. Because, see, it's one thing for me to support myself. I could. But I have people who are so underpaid, but they get up and they do the job for me every single day. Why? Because they believe in the same things that we all believe in. So thank you guys that buck up and do the recurring donations. I don't care what it is. Seriously. I don't care. People that give me $20 go, look, I prefer that you give me $2, even a buck a month, because it's more consistent. And I can plan. I could give everybody $2.50 a week versus $2 a week, because that's about the average of what we make. We did an event. Oh, what was it? Something came up, and I paid, you know, everybody got paid except me and a few other people on the team. And let me tell you what was so cool about it. One of the guys who was supposed to be paid, I'm not going to say who he was, he was getting the fat little check, and he said to me, I don't want it. If we didn't make any money, because we don't try to make money necessarily. I mean, I do. I'm an avowed capitalist. These days, I'm not very good at it. But he said, no, I don't want it. Keep it. It's like, get out of here, man. You're going to take it. He goes, next time, he goes, I'm not taking it. Unless we profit as a team where everybody can make money, because he knew I was upside down. That's okay. It's okay. I'm not willing to go completely broke over this whole thing. I mean, I'm going to pay my bills, but there's better out there for all of us. And I know it's coming. I do. I know in my heart of hearts that God is saying, hey, Kev, you're doing the right stuff. So keep at it, bro. Anyway, there are warnings for the left all over. Warnings. And let me tell you, it's not a setup when you see these polls for Biden and things like this. And I've explained them. I've explained the polls. Go back and listen to the programs where I've talked about the polls. I've told you, don't believe the polls. And this is, oh, Joe Biden's dipped to his lowest. It's dipping. And it probably is his lowest, but it wasn't as high as they made it believe. See, that's the problem when you got to fall from that length, that height that they said Joe Biden.
Oh, he was so popular when he came in. Everybody loved Joe Biden. He's the most, got the most votes of any president in history.
Lie, lie, and lies. More lies. And now, how do you rationalize that with he went from having the most votes in history to hardly having any? You don't have to rationalize it. He didn't have any to begin with. The man's not legit. I know there are people out there, well, come on, Kevin, let's just move on. I'm not moving on. Admit it. Admit that Joe Biden's not a legit president. Look, here's the thing. He's in. I'm not debating that. They cheated. It would be like me knowing that you cheated in scoring. And I know it. My team was keeping score. Your team was keeping score. I know you cheated. I don't know if you guys saw the movie King Richard. And you call your own points when his daughter Venus was playing tennis. And she's dominating these little white girls. And one of the fathers goes, it was out. And he goes, call it. It was out. And the girl knew it was in. And you know what Richard said? Let it go. Let it go. Just keep playing. Because you're going to hit the ball where they can't call it out. Where people are going to go, nope, it's not the case. And let me tell you, if Venus had lost that game, everybody would have known she was cheated out of it. I'm not going to not admit that these suckers cheated us. Just because it's fashionable. Or, well, look, Kevin, I understand it, but let's just move on. You can move on. Do what you want. I'm going to keep running my mouth. So they know they cheated. Now they got to come to the realization, okay, we cheated Biden in. We lied about the numbers the same way they lied about COVID Wu flu numbers, the same way they lied about January 6th, the same way they lied about Russian collusion with Trump, the same way they lied about Hunter Biden's laptop. And I could go on. And now they got to face the music. How do you sell that lie? How do you have that fall from grace? And how are you going to win in 2022 in these midterms? No amount of leftist cheating will help the Democrats because the leftists willing to cheat lost heart. They've lost their emotion, that emotional content, their soul to cheat. They know their side is full of crazed lunatics being led by a lunatic. A guy who thinks he's running again in 2024. You know why Biden says he wants to run again in 2024? I'm the only guy that can beat Trump. This delusional clown believes he can beat Trump. He never beat him in the first place. So let's understand where we are. Wu flu is dead. It's dead. The trial run that they wanted to do to do the great reset failed. It's temporary, but it's failed. If we remain vigilant, it'll never come back. Not in our generation, but it failed. And it was this district judge that completely killed it, because I dare Biden to veto it. I dare Biden to try to do something against it, to fight it. Continue. What has he proven that he's right about so far? How would you handle lockdowns? Let me ask you that question. Lockdowns are happening in China. They have locked down over 30 million people. No other country is following suit. Oh, there's a rise in Wu flu cases. You're seeing it in the news. This would have been on the things on the highway. It would have been front news when you turn on the radio, on your TV, every local story, etc. All of this COVID stuff is suddenly just kind of going into the woodwork. Do you trust the government? Let me ask you. The government who did this to you? How many Democrat defectors do you think there are right now because of what happened with this Wu flu nonsense? And even better, let me tell you what's while we're coming to the realization of what we've already known, more Democrats and moderates are coming to our side. Understand this. The left is even more delusional about their chances. Listen to Donna Brazile, formerly with Fox News.
The Republicans are essentially running on fumes. They're running on the energy of 2020, which is the big lie. Democrats are running on an economy that's roaring back, that is fighting inflation, that is helping the Ukrainians. Democrats will run on what they've delivered. Republicans are going to run on the fumes of 2020.
Running on fumes, are we? Okay, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to this, the Kevin Jackson Network. Jacksonreport.com. That's a woman who's delusional. They have a brain dead moron for a president, a guy who doesn't know where he is half the time, a guy whose wife has to remind him to wave during an Easter celebration. Here's the clip. Don't believe me.
Welcome to the South Lawn. Thank you and happy, happy Easter. All right.
Welcome back, folks. We enhanced that part where Joe Biden says wave, wave, but she's whispering to Joe Biden, wave, wave. And he sticks his hand up as if it were on a string. That's how bad things are for Joe Biden. His wife has to remind him to wave. What else do you think she has to do? What do you think happens to Joe Biden behind the scenes? This is the guy that says he's going to run again at the age of 82 in 2024. Why? Because I'm the only guy that can beat Trump. Yeah, you dog-faced Tony soldiers, whatever. Yeah, porn pop. Yeah, if you think for one second that the Democrats are going to let this dude run again, you got some heck of a drugs, I'll tell you that. Because there is no way this guy gets anywhere near. He will be primary. They won't even do that. He's going to be gone. I'm going to make you a prediction. I've already done it, so it ain't like this is a new one. Joe Biden is not going to be the candidate for the Democrats. And it may not even be anybody you know right now that will be their candidate. And that candidate is going to lose to a Donald Trump DeSantis ticket. That's what I'm going to predict. I'll predict it right now. Anyway, Elizabeth Warren chimed in on all of this stuff, and she says, we got major problems. She wrote an op-ed. She says, we're headed towards big losses in the upcoming midterm elections if the party doesn't, quote, deliver on more of our agenda. She says, to put it bluntly, if we fail to use the months remaining before the elections to deliver on more of our agenda, Democrats are headed towards big losses in the midterms. Let me save her and the Democrats a little bit of angst. There is nothing you can do to stop what's about to happen to you. Warren's rationale, taxing the big corporations, whatever, is Democrat folly. They don't understand the economy. What they're proposing is not going to work, period.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
I asked this question earlier. How many Ukrainian refugees are there now? There were 3 million weeks ago. It's got to be, what, 5, 6 million? The UN said that it could go up to 12 million. I asked this question. How's inflation day over day, week over week, month over month, year over year? You know, in the time of Biden, it's horrible. Gas prices through the roof, food prices through the roof. Students thought they were going to get their loans paid. People thought they would be able to get affordable housing. They thought they'd get universal basic income. That, I mean, you name it. You name the sick policy of Joe Biden. that undid Donald Trump's absolute stellar performance, and these people did it. These people undid amazing work. And the reason why I'm bringing these things up, I'm going to talk about people returning. I'm, in particular, John Stewart. I'm going to give you some information on him next hour. But Rachel Maddow, she returned. Yeah, she returned to MSNBC. She immediately said, I got to cut my schedule. Makes $20 million a year. Said, I only want to do a once-a-week show. I can only believe because she doesn't want to keep throwing up in her mouth for 5 days a week trying to do her existing show. She went on hiatus and probably figured out, I'm on the wrong side of all this. How can I get out of here without anybody feeling like I'm abandoning the left? Don't feel bad, Rachel. Many people are doing the same thing. We got all kinds of things coming up. So how's Rachel Maddow going to handle the Hunter Biden stuff? How's she gonna, when all the revelations that come in about these people, every single day, what's going to be week after week leading into a midterm that is going to look like scorched earth when it's all said and done, scorched earth for the Democrats. So I don't blame her for leaving. So what are they going to do? They're going to bring on Psaki. Yeah, Psaki. Because she's going to get it done for him, right? She couldn't even answer. And I want to play this clip of Psaki. This woman was asked a very simple question by Peter Ducey, a guy that she can't stand. And he asked, why doesn't Biden agree with this mask mandate, this mask ruling? Anyway, let me let you hear it for yourselves.
Thank you, Jen. You said about this mask ruling out of a federal court in Florida that it's a disappointing decision, and you say you continue to recommend that people wear masks. Why is it that we can sit here in the White House briefing room with no masks, but people can't sit in an airplane cabin with no masks?
Well, Peter, I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor. That I'm aware of. If you're a doctor, I wasn't aware of that today, until today. Okay, not a doctor. Just making sure. I don't know. And nor does he play one on TV. There you go. Most days. But these determinations, remember the masking guidance is there are is green, yellow, and red. We are currently in a green zone in Washington, D.C., so they're not recommending it. Some people can still wear a mask if they want to. Many people do, or wear them in meetings, or wear them at certain times where you're going to be around or sitting close to people, or maybe you have an immunocompromised parent or friends, and so people make that decision. And there's this is based on health considerations and data that the CDC looks at about transmissibility as we've seen an increase in cases on airplanes.
And would the president support if a flight is leaving from an airport in a green zone, those people don't have to wear masks?
Again, Peter, there's been long a difference from the beginning about people on an airplane and in federal transportation vehicles and situations than where they are in locations. Like we here continue to be in Washington, D.C.
Every time I listen to one of those pressers, you know what I come out with? We have a government that thinks they can say whatever they want to us. Notice how she started out. By the way, Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Notice how she started out. I'm not a doctor. You're not a doctor. So we don't have the ability to speak on this because we are not doctors. Well, let me say this. If you're a doctor and let's say you're a pediatrician, you have no more right to speak on it than a taxi driver. You're not an epidemiologist or a virologist. In fact, I would tell you that I'd rather listen to a climatologist talk about how something spreads in the atmosphere versus a doctor. But see, what she's doing is that's an argument technique that says you're not an expert and I'm not an expert. So what I say is just as valid as what you say. It wouldn't work for me. I'd say, well, look, I don't know how you feel about your credentials, but here's what I know. I have not been practicing any of the so-called CDC guidelines and protocols. I've been doing exactly what you've alluded to, which is personal choice, and I'm alive. And by the way, Psaki, so are 99.9% of the people who've gotten this disease. Some can wear masks, he said. It's a personal choice. And Ducey's laying it out. He's going, look, it seems like it's a haphazard thing. By the way, last time I flew, I'm going to tell you guys, before they passed the mask mandate, got rid of it, I would venture to tell you 20 to 30% of the people in the airport had their mask below their nose or below their chin or not on at all. They were in clear defiance. I'll tell you something else. One of my friends, she's an acquaintance, used to fly for an airlines, and she said that, I think her husband flies. She said, I know this for a fact. On Southwest, they told him, tell them about the mask once and no more. That was it. So before this happened, they were already relaxing it. Now there's more to talk about. I just want to cover a couple things because we've got a lot of ground to cover and I'm out of time because we have to get into the next hour where I'm going to be talking about BLM, Joe Biden saying stupid stuff and a host of other things. But I do want to cover the silliness of leftism. And the last topic we'll do for this particular hour is Canada is going to do assisted suicide, doctor-assisted suicide for the mentally ill. They say doctor-assisted death is most prominent in people who have terminal illnesses like cancer. Moving into doctor-assisted death for mental illness raises a whole new host of questions. By the way, we could do an entire segment on this. Dutch psychiatrist Dr. Cisco van Veen notes that with cancer, something inside the body can be seen. But in psychiatry, really all you have is a patient's story and what you see with your eyes and what you hear and what the family tells you. Mental disorders lack prognostic predictability, which can make determining suffering nearly impossible. As Canada moves closer to legalizing doctor-assisted death for people with mental illnesses, whose psychological pain has become unbearable to them, difficult conversations are ahead. Yeah, let me pose a question to you folks. What if your family gets you declared mentally ill? And the more you fight it, the more it seems like you're crazy. And then they finally say, he's so crazy or she's so crazy, we need to put them out of their misery. Says in March of 2023, Canada will become one of the first few nations that allow medical aid in dying, or MAID is what they call it, M-A-I-D, for mental illnesses like depression, bipolar disorder, personality disorders, schizophrenia, and PTSD. I'm blown away by this. I have none of those. I mean, we all get depressed at some time, right? About something. I'm not talking about like, you know, you can't get out of bed. But things will get you down. You wouldn't be human if you didn't have a period of melancholy where you said, wow, life is tough. Maybe it's the death of a loved one, the death of a family pet, the loss of a job, a breakup with somebody, divorce. Things like this. Would you want to die? Think about the youth of this country and how they have been raised to be so soft. And now they got an easy way out. Here we are as conservatives fighting to deal with these disorders. Schizophrenia, we're going, hey, hang in there. I told you guys, I have a friend, he's schizophrenic. And he's such a cool cat. When he's on his meds, he's subdued and he's cool. When he's off his meds, he's off his rocker. But when he's on his meds, he's the nicest guy. Seriously, just an amazing dude. I feel bad for him. But I'm glad that he's able to cope. And I know his family and people around him have to deal with him when the meds, because they do, they finally give up and then they got to put him on a different cocktail. But would you want him dead? The short answer is no.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.